When my daughter was younger, I used to take her on the walk for Day for Daniel. And Day for Daniel's coming up very soon, the 29th of October. And on the line, we're having a chat with the education officer from the Daniel Morcombe Foundation. Hello, Bianca. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I am fabulous. Now, you guys have so many resources available on your website for children, for parents, for educators, for carers. Wonderful resources that you guys have put together to help educate us on how we can educate our kids to keep them safe, both online and in the real world. And, well, so much of our kids' time these days is spent online, and you can't keep an eye on them 24/7. And so you've pretty much indicated that education is key. And we also need to educate ourselves. On your website, you have a resource to help parents if they feel they need to report something. Can you unpack that for us, Bianca?
Yeah, so when we were making our videos that are part of the Safe Bedroom suite of resources that tell the story of online grooming from the perspective of a child, a parent and the police, we found, speaking to parents, that a lot of parents, much more than I thought, had had experiences where something had happened to their child online and they didn't know what to do. And depending upon the first step that they took, really changed the trajectory of how they were able to access help, if they were able to access help, and how their child was able to get help. For example, some parents went into a police station, and depending on who was at the counter at the police station, some of them were told, well, your child's actually self-generated this material. Do you want us to make a report? Because, you know, potentially they could be charged. The age of criminal responsibility in Australia is 10. Now, it's very rare that that happens.
Now, that is going to scare the parent off. They're just going to shut down and go, well, no, we'll keep this to ourselves. That's terrible.
Yep, that is. So it's not even getting to a level where we know exactly what's going on. And this is so many parents that I spoke to where this happened. Or they may ring another agency and get different information about, oh, we can't help you, but go here. And they would give up and they would get scared. It's so vital to alert the authorities that this is happening because, you know, if it's happening to your child, it's likely happening to others. And we need to be able to have that bigger picture of what's going on online so that we can intercept and put in place strategies or try and catch these predators. So we worked very closely with ACE, who is the Australian Centre to Counter Child Exploitation. And we found that, like, we wrote an instructional sheet and it's on our website. It's called I Think a Child Has Been Groomed Online, How to Make a Report. And it's a bit of a flow chart and it tells you exactly what to do, where to go, what to do if you want to report anonymously. But most importantly, it tells you what evidence do I need to keep? Because if you need to escalate this, there's going to be things that you'll have to write down to do with web addresses, social media handles, dates if you know them, all that kind of information. This sheet will tell you exactly what you need to do and what steps to follow so that we're getting a nationwide consistent response. Because the ACE, the Australian Centre to Counter Child Exploitation, that's a national body. So if parents go to the state police, well, it's just going to be investigated within the State Department. But ACE actually has oversight all of Australia, so they'll be able to get a bigger picture of what's going on, especially when the predators are coming from overseas.
And Bianca, I'm thinking that you err on the side of caution, that if you have any suspicions whatsoever, you report it. And if it turns out not to be right, well, they're going to sort that out. But if they get if they get a few from the same web address, then they're going to start having the alarm bells going off, aren't they?
Absolutely. That's why it's really important that we have parents that are reporting exactly what's going on, and we don't want them to go in and get scared off and not make that report, because we don't know then what's happening.
Yeah. And these resources are all available at danielmorecambe.com.au. You want to head to the Safe Bedrooms tab. There are so many brilliant resources on there to help you be able to try and keep your kids safe online. Hopefully you never have to go to the flowchart to work out how to report online grooming, but it's good to know where it is so that you can if you need to. Bianca, lovely chatting with you again today.
Thank you so much.